I'm Lulu.
I'm Luca.
And I'm Angelina.
And today we're going to be talking about gender-based violence and look more in depth about how it happens and some of the effects it can have on people involved. We're going to be specifically looking at physical abuse and financial abuse.
Firstly, we're going to be talking about physical abuse and domestic violence, what it is, how it can affect people, and some statistics involved. What is physical abuse? Physical abuse happens when a person uses physical force against another person. Physical abuse can start slowly and inconspicuously, for example, throwing an object or a slap, and get more intense or worse over time.
How it can affect. There are short-term effects such as cuts, bruises, broken bones, or other physical problems. Many of the injuries sustained from physical abuse affect the victim as they grow older. The long-term effects of physical abuse include arthritis, hyperextension, high blood pressure, heart disease, STD, in cases where the sexual abuse was part of the physical abuse, chronic pain syndromes, murder and suicide are frequently associated with physical abuse.
Psychological effects of physical abuse. Depression is the primary psychological response to physical abuse, but drug and alcohol abuse are also common. Abused women have 16 times greater risk of abusing alcohol and a 9 times greater risk of abusing drugs when compared to non-abused women. Other psychological effects of physical abuse include suicidal behavior, self-harm, panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, which is also known as PTSD.
Effects of physical abuse on children. Children are severely affected by physical abuse, even if they weren't the victims of violence. It has been found that 1/3 of children who witnessed the battering of their mother demonstrate significant behavioral and emotional problems. These effects may include stuttering, psychosomatic disorders, anxiety, fears, compulsive behavior, sleep disruption, excessive crying, problems at school, depression, self-destructive behavior, running away, anger and hostility, low self-esteem.
Some statistics are 18% of people experience physical abuse in Australia. 1 in 6 women and 1 in 9 men were physically or sexually abused before 15 years old. 1 woman a week and 1 man a month were killed by a current or former partner between 2012 to 2014.
Indigenous women, young women, and pregnant women are particularly at risk of physical abuse. 1 in 3 women have experienced physical and or sexual violence from someone known to them. Physical abuse and domestic violence is a horrible thing for someone to experience and can have loads of negative effects.
Now I'm going to talk about financial abuse within gender-based violence. Financial abuse is where one person in a relationship takes control of others' finances and prevents their access to it. 15.7% of women around the world have experienced financial abuse, and 98% of financial abuse occurs in physically abusive relationships. The most common form of elder abuse is financial abuse, but financial abuse is still more common in romantic relationships. Financial abuse is the most common reason for women to stay in an abusive relationship because without access to money, they don't have the resources they need to care for themselves and feel dependent on their partner for everything. Up to 50% of victims or survivors either lost or left their jobs after being abused. Once again, financial abuse is pretty extreme and it can have severe effects on people involved. Right, now we're going to have a guest caller in. Hello?
Hi, I wish to remain anonymous, but I'm worried my relationship is heading towards financial abuse.
What makes you believe this?
He's insisting that we share a bank account, and he's been taking my credit card without asking.
Has your partner ever physically abused you? Hello?
No.
Do you have a steady income?
Well, previously to this relationship I did, but my partner always wants to spend time with me and, well, I don't want to go against him.
Do you feel safe and cared for with your partner?
Yeah. Sometime.
Well, I think that you are being financially abused. Your partner has no rights to your finances and he should not be taking your money without permission. I feel you should call one of these hotlines and discuss it further with them. Domestic Abuse Hotline or 1-800-RESPECT.
Thank you very much for your support.
So how do you think we're actually able to prevent abuse in general?
Well, I think there definitely needs to be more awareness of it, of all kinds of abuse, be that financial, physical, verbal. There's many different types of abuse that not many people know about. A lot of people think it is just domestic violence.
Yeah, I think that we should be taught more about it in schools, or it should be brought up more in ads or things where people will see it more. So in like your local pub, where that sort of that sort of group is probably more likely to actually end up physically abusing someone. They can learn about the effects of it.
It's really important for people who are experiencing abuse in any sort of way to realize that there is help anywhere. Like if you ask, or there's like specific services around them, so you're not alone.
This podcast has brought anything up for you and you want help, remember you can always call Domestic Abuse Hotline or 1-800-RESPECT.
Thank you for listening.